going to read there with verse 22. Paul in chapter 9 is kind of a mixture of things going on here. He's defending his apostleship and talking about his love for the gospel. And he's also talking about his desire to see people saved. And that is what we see here in verse 22 and 23. Listen to what he says here. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now we know we can't save people from sin, but his meaning there is so that some people might be saved by coming to know Christ. And then verse 23, and this is the key phrase here. This is my heartbeat. This is the heartbeat of the local church. And this I do. What does that say, church? For the gospel's sake. For the gospel's sake. Paul did what he did, and becoming weak or becoming strong or whoever he was trying to reach at that point in time, he would do his best to become like them. Never compromising his convictions, never compromising this book, but Paul would literally do his best to be what he could to people to try to relate with them to get them the gospel. Now again, it was never an excuse to sin. God never gives us a reason. God never tells us that we have a right to sin to win people to Christ. That's kind of backwards there. It's not kinda, it totally is. We're not to do sinful things to win the sinful race of mankind. No, we're to do the gospel things. But there are things we can do where we don't violate Scripture. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. We want to do things, and tonight we're talking about updating our facilities, specifically downstairs. Right below us is the children's wing, which was the original building in the 1970s. Downstairs, some of it is original 1970s. And so we want to update some of those things. And I'm willing to do that. And let me tell you why. Because let's just think about this. Think about for a minute. Now, I know your preacher's always talking about food, isn't he? But think about your favorite restaurant. Think about your favorite hotel or your favorite place to visit. A lot of times, the reason it's your favorite because there are some attractions there. A lot of times with a restaurant, one thing that pops in the mind is, you know, the attraction is the food. Okay? They got good food. Your favorite restaurant, it's just got good quality food. But probably number two on a place like that, without a doubt, is the service. How were you treated when you went there? Did you feel important? Did you feel welcomed? All those things. And if that is a thing there, buddy, you're attracted to that place. It becomes a place of preference. It becomes a place that you want to go to. And by the way, shouldn't the local church be a place that people want to come to? Amen. We don't violate Scripture to get people to come, but if we can do everything we can within the means of not violating the Word of God, we can do it. And God will bless. But not only that, but I tell you, quality of cleanliness. You go to a place, you like to see a clean place. You don't like to be getting things like that. And by the way, I'm so thankful for you all as a church and those that minister here by cleaning. That's one issue I have never seen here, is the problem with cleanliness. I'm so thankful for that. Amen. Every time I go into a restroom or go into the kitchen or coming in here, it is just spotless. And I thank the Lord for that. Unless there's been a teenage boy ahead of me in some way, you know that. But no, I'm just kidding, fellas. But anyway, we are thankful for that here. But also, there is something that we need to realize, that there is a time to start updating things. The 4-year is a perfect example. I know it was kind of, oh man, I don't know about that, knocking out walls and this and that. But it's just been a really neat thing. The Lord's used it. It's opened up for more fellowship. It's given us a more seating capacity for special events and different things of that nature. And hopefully we'll need that extra seating for regular services in the near future, is my prayer. But listen, there is nothing wrong with making our facilities attractive for the gospel's sake. Can I say that again? There is nothing wrong with making our facilities updated and attractive for the gospel's sake. And so that's what we're going to do within our means. Of course, we're not going crazy or anything. And let me say this before I go forward anymore. I believe it is totally within our means and within our right, given by God Himself, to make things attractive, because God wants us to strive for excellence. And hey, and listen, if there's any house that should look sharp and updated, and it should be God's house. God's house should look sharper than my house. Amen. I believe if we ought to remodel kitchens, we ought to be able to remodel God's kitchen. Amen. All you ladies say amen. I know y'all talk about that oven. Man, that thing burns weird, okay? Some of that stuff needs to be updated. Now, that's not on the list tonight, but we will get it on there. But my point is, listen, a lot of times we focus on our houses more than we do God's house. We got stuff that we've updated, and maybe we haven't, but the fact of the matter is, this is God's house, and we want to make it attractive. But this is where we could go wrong, and please let me say this. Y'all are listening so well tonight. This is where we could go wrong. It would be wrong for us to glory in the attractiveness. Oh, look at our new building. Look at our new room. Oh, look at this and look at that. And we glory in those things, and God calls that pride. We can't do that. We don't glory in our new things. We can be thankful. And we can be appreciative, and we can rejoice in God's blessings and God making provisions. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we start glorying in them, oh yeah, look at the renovations we just did at our church. Look at this, look at that. You know, that's glorying in those things in a carnal way, and that is bad. We don't glory in the attractiveness. But here's another way we could go wrong. It would be wrong for us to get this. This is dangerous. It would be wrong for us to depend on the attractiveness for the work of God. That's called laziness. Because what happens in a lot of churches, and it can happen quickly, man, they say, well, if we build this and add that and do this and do all these things, more people will come, more people will come. Listen, there may be some other people that may come, whatever the case may is, but we never become dependent on changes, okay? We never become dependent upon the updates to draw. We better be depending upon the Holy Spirit. We better be depending on the power of prayer, like we were in here praying together. And when we're praying at home and having special prayer meetings in our church, that's where God will send it. And when God sends them, guess what? We'll have a nice place for them to come. But the stuff is not to draw them. The stuff is to be here to be a blessing to us and to our visitors. That's what it's going to be for. But the drawing will come from God Himself. And Lord help us if we ever get to a point where I'm dependent on a music group, I'm dependent on a new building, a new room, a new this, a new that. God help us if we ever become depending on that. Just wanted to get that out there. You know, we are looking to, as Paul would say, anything we can do that we might save some. Anything I can do for the gospel's sake to be more of a blessing to people as they would come. And one of the areas I'm going to talk about here in just a second is the children's ministry. Now, I feel very strongly about this, and I think many of you do. I don't even feel like I have to say all this, but just to be clear, I think it's good. But, you know, one of the things that come to my mind about that nursery is, yes, older generation, yes, our teenagers, but it's not that as important to them. And to our young at heart, it may not be quite as important as it is to the millennials. Now, the millennials are basically my generation from 80 up to 2000, born between 80 and 2000, and that is the group that I'm just stating a fact here. It shouldn't be, but for most millennials, the one thing they're thinking about, what you got from my kids. That's their thinking. So is it sin for us to make sure that we make a double effort and go away at excellence of making sure our facilities around our children's programs are great? No. It's good. It's good because when a young couple comes in, like we even had a young couple here Sunday morning, when they come in, that's one of the first things they're going to look for. What are the facilities for my children? What do your nurseries look like? What do you have this and that? And they're going to ask those questions. And I'm not saying there's anything sinful about that, but I'm just saying that is their state of mind as the generations before. Who cares what the kids think? We're going, you know, I mean, that was the mentality, but we want to make it to so, that it would be attractive even to young families coming. And, I'm sorry, folks, you cannot get away from this spiritual, natural, call it what you want to. Yeah, I believe it's biblical to understand this. You don't, but people are attracted to excellence. How do you think Chick-fil-A makes millions of dollars? I know they got great chicken sandwiches, but listen. Excellence. Their customer service, man, they're sharp. The way they speak to you, the way they address you, their cleanliness, their service, it's fast, their food is good. I'm telling you, they strive. And you know what all that's for? Chicken. Chicken. It's funny, I know. But folks, what are we going to do for Jesus? What are we willing to do? And that's what we're going to try to do by God's grace. Let me run through these things very quickly and then we can all go home, okay? All right, first thing is, these are some things that we'll vote on next week.